Nearly $32 million from the American Rescue Plan has been tagged for underserved communities to expand COVID-19 response and vaccine access. Hawaii Islands Bay Clinic is one of 14 Hawaii Community Health Centers to receive the funding that kicked in April 1st. Dr. Kimo Alameda sat down with the Conversation's Lillian Song to talk about how it's handling vaccinations for rural patients.
Bay Clinic Health Center, we serve over 21,000 patients, and mostly, you know, our demographic is mostly Medicaid, the uninsured, and we also provide about 12% of our services are to commercial patients. So we do serve everybody, but it's in serving the most vulnerable. And we have 10 clinics, one mobile unit, and that mobile unit is pretty much a clinic on wheels. We also have a patient shuttle, and we're a one-stop shop. People don't really know that. I think we're the best-kept secret in East Hawaii. You know, we provide dental, pharmacy, we provide behavioral health, we have a tobacco cessation. We're one of the few federally qualified health centers who also work with the Department of Health to provide the WIC program for women and children. And so we're kind of like a one-stop shop.
What was it like this past year when COVID-19 was ramping up?
It was scary. You know, March 6th is what I remember, the first positive. And boy, you know, that got us very scared. And likewise, the community was scared. It kept a lot of our patients at home. Nobody was coming to the clinics. American Dental Association put a recommendation out for no dental procedures, only emergency. You know, that caused us to lay off or put on furlough many employees. But then, you know, government kind of kicked in. We had to change our protocols. We changed sanitization protocols. We spent money on UVC lighting to kill all the airborne pathogens. So we had to take a lot of precautions, and then slowly the confidence in our clinics by the public started to come back. Patients started to come back, and then we hired everybody back. And now we actually, you know, with the government's help, and being a federally qualified health center is kind of an advantage because, you know, we get our direct communication to the federal government. We also work with the state and the county, but we do have grants and such to help us mobilize our centers, so we get to act a little bit faster than the other health entities that does not have that federal connection. And so we went from being first in shock, then, you know, fear, and then, you know, everybody started rallying together. So that sense of hope brought people together. My staff certainly got closer, and now we're on all cylinders, and now it's a very exciting time. So we feel very hopeful, and my staff is just super excited about being able to help in places that other health entities cannot. When my team sat down, we looked at the health landscape, and we started to realize that the hospitals are very good at helping, you know, provide mass vaccinations at, you know, the tennis stadium or the Hilo Civic, and that's great for the general population. But then we started to notice that there are pockets of the community that lack transportation. There are segments of the population that they don't know how to use the internet. Or better yet, they don't even have access to the internet. And we started to look at these gaps of services that the county and the state and the hospitals could not provide because I don't think that's their niche, right? Mm-hmm. But we began to realize that's our niche. That's what the federally qualified health centers were created for. It's to reach out to the most vulnerable, the underserved, the disadvantaged, and to see how we can equalize the playing field by providing them with that same access to care, in this case, access to the vaccination. So the first group that we identified was Kau. We have a clinic in Kau, and we decided to put everybody on our mobile unit and our patient shuttle, and we drove the staff out to Kau. We did some marketing, and we had the Kau area come to Na'alehu, because we have a clinic there, and we vaccinated 160 kupuna. At that time, it was just 75 and over, and that was incredible because that prevented all that kupuna from driving into Hilo, which is an hour drive. You got to wait in line. So that was our first outreach. Then the word got out, and people from Mililiki started asking. Now, that was a logistical challenge because they don't have any running water. You know, they basically get rainwater, an attachment tank, no electricity. They run on generators or solar panels. And so we had to replicate our Na'alehu clinic, our Hilo clinic, in their village, in a pavilion. So I'm very proud of my team to, you know, thinking outside of the box. We got generators, we electrical cords, laptops, gasoline, special Wi-Fi, tents, tables, chairs, you know, and basically replicating a clinic in a pavilion. We had to get everybody to buy in, and we made it happen. And since then, we've been getting calls to go into other rural areas, mostly the homesteads, the Hawaiian homesteads. So we got a call from the Keokaha Community Association, Paniewa Community Association. We got friends in Kalapana who have asking us, you know, if we could replicate what we did in Na'alehu and Mililii there. I mean, we've done so well in reaching out to the community in places that nobody else wanted to go. There's even a slogan now that people are saying they would go. Kind of in replication of the legendary Eddie Aikau, right? Eddie mm-hmm. would go. Mm-hmm. So they would go, and I think the Federal Qualified Health Centers, it's our mission to go. So we're really seeing that health entities like the Bay Clinic really have a niche in helping to bring the community, the island, to herd immunity. And that's our goal.
And that's a very doable goal, especially with this news that the 14 Hawaii Community Health Centers are receiving nearly $32 million from the American Rescue Plan. And Bay Clinic was able to receive $3,635,250. So looking ahead, how are these funds going to help you guys?
Again, we're so blessed to be connected to the federal government in that way. It takes a lot to be a federally qualified health center. There's 14 of us statewide. There's a lot of compliance measures and requirements, but it is worth it. And getting that funding from the federal government directly makes it worth it. So we would like to, you know, acknowledge the Biden administration for putting the herd immunity date at July 4th. We believe that if we can continue to press as we are with the funding that we've given, we can reach herd immunity kind of like by July 4th, like what I would say an independence, if you will, of the coronavirus. It's the perfect date for that. Without the funds, it would be very difficult to mobilize. What the funds has allowed us to do is basically hire a COVID vaccination team all by itself. See, without the funds, we would have to use our current providers and kind of set up the vaccination as we would an appointment. But we realize you cannot have an appointment and a vaccination at the same time, because the vaccination is an appointment all by itself. You know, patients have to be monitored for any adverse reactions. So we cannot expect our doctors to set aside another day or weekend to make this happen. So these federal funds, $3.6 million, is going to allow us for the next 2 years to keep our vaccination clinic up and running with staff members who are just dedicated to the vaccination and the COVID testing protocols. And this is just a blessing, because without it, it would be super difficult. I would be afraid that our providers would reach burnout, because it's a heavy burden to carry to be a provider and to be to have a vaccination operation. So, yes, yeah, so these funds are just a total blessing, and we feel very secure that the island of Hawaii, at least the east side where we operate, will be protected because of these funds, and not just now, but for the next 2 years. I do want to reemphasize that the federally qualified health centers, we have three on the island, Bay Clinic, Hamakua Health Center, and then West Hawaii Community Health Center. We are obligated to serve the underserved. We do not turn away anybody, regardless of their ability to pay, and that's what makes us different from every other health center. That's also why we're able to get these grants, because the federal government knows that we take a loss when we serve patients without insurance and basically providing free service to the patient, and that's how we're able to get these reimbursements. So again, a hats off to the government for their funding, and you know, to the public, utilize if you live next to a federal qualified health center or a clinic, you know, and you're looking for a provider, that's a good place to go.
That was Kimo Alamido, CEO of Bay Clinic. It runs a COVID vaccination clinic Monday through Friday for scheduled appointments and walk-ins, and it continues to do rural reach-outs on Fridays and Saturdays. Bay Clinic provides the Moderna vaccine to everyone who meets the criteria, but the Department of Health has also allocated the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to streamline the vaccination of isolated communities like Kau, Na'alehu, and Mililii.